Oh, is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoski. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoski.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The markers are put in there for the podcast. Listen on demand. Just go to the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. And you can see the list of the MP3s that are stored every half hour. When you click on them, make sure you hear what I say at the beginning so you know that you're on the right half hour that you were looking for. Senator McMurrow admitting, nodding Donald Trump's recent reelection. However, Trump, back in April, explained that the abortion issue should be determined at the state level through votes by the people or laws, legislation. Democrats have spent the recent election cycle trying to link Trump to the fear of a federal abortion ban or very strenuous restrictions. Fact, it's not true. It was a false narrative that Kamala Harris, many women, participated in ads that people saw on TV, pointing to a 922-page document that was put out by the Heritage Foundation, a think tank in Washington, D.C., titled Project 2025. Donald Trump never subscribed. I don't even think the guy read Project 2025. But the reason why they were able to tie Trump to it is because his vice president, J.D. Vance, wrote the foreword to the document. His vice president candidate, selection, choice, wrote the foreword in it. And it wasn't specifically about the particular document, Project 2025. It was actually, if you look at it, a statement by J.D. Vance, U.S. Senator from Ohio, about the Heritage Foundation and supporting their work. And supporting their ideas to elevate the discussion in Washington, D.C. on policy issues. One of the things that the Democrats did is they took that forward and ran with it and tried to connect it to Donald Trump. Well, fast forward to the election. Fast forward to geofencing. In the use of phones being tracked and then used to sell data to companies to send ads or political messages. Earlier the month, Newsweek reported the team behind the Clue Period and Cycle Tracker, which is a free app, claiming on social media that they would never disclose any member's private health data to any authority or company, promising going so far to say they would not even comply if they were subpoenaed. Well, Senate Bill 1082 creates Reproductive Health Data Privacy Act in Michigan, requiring consent to be obtained virtually through a separate form for user agreements. The consent will be needed for businesses like app developers within Michigan, the cell phone users needing the process data be revealed up front. Beginning in June of 2025, consent would be required for businesses to sell any data collected on any phone apps. If the act is reportedly violated, the Attorney General could seek out $100 to $750 in court-ordered relief per incident or actual damages. During the Senate's Housing and Human Services Committee meeting, Dr. Catherine Garant, an Ann Arbor-based obstetrician and gynecologist, said her patients coming in for menopause symptoms, period irregularities, and confirming pregnancy tests use technology in many ways. The doctor illustrated how a few weeks ago, a woman visited due to her menstrual cycle concerns. The doctor used data her patient was gathering through a period tracker app in order to order tests and treatment. The doctor patient shared with her, which is shielded by federal privacy statutes, the HIPAA laws, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. But her patient might not have known that HIPAA does not apply to information that she uses on her phone via these apps. And she likely did not know that using the apps put her privacy at risk. So, we need government to do something, people. We need government to do something. This is the most famous line used by liberals and people who want government more involved in our lives. Using this doctor's testimony in the committee hearing justified Senate Bill 1082. However, there are people that are very cautious and concerned about the language in the bill. One of those, Tyler Dyers, Midwest Executive Director of TechNet. He's an information technology e-commerce network group, said that they wanted to make sure that the bill's scope of applicability, as well as data and services dealt with under the bill, needed to be narrowed. The scope of reproductive health data and services may be captured meant over many different routine over-the-counter purchases and even subscription services, Dyer said. Businesses would be forced to mitigate these risks of a lawsuit by increasing the consent notifications and outright prohibiting certain offerings in the state. Well, the bill was introduced last week. Committee hearing took place. Now they're considering putting it to the floor for a vote. Given that this is a lame duck, we only have a few weeks left. So I'm trying to run to get all of this done and take it to a floor vote as soon as possible, McMorrow said. Again, people, I told you this lame duck session was going to be loaded with a bunch of garbage, and in my opinion, this is just another example. We need government to be involved and to pass laws on how phone apps are used on our cell phones. And why is she so focused on this one area? Reproductive health. Why? Because of Proposal 3. What is Proposal 3? 2022 midterm elections, very low turnout. Proposal 3 enshrined in our Michigan State Constitution, anything goes abortions, including any and all aspects of women's reproductive health, menopause, menstrual cycles, any visits to any clinics whatsoever. So now she wants consent forms to pop up on cell phones when women are using these apps. Just another burden, another step for these companies to have to comply with. Can you say part-time legislature? You see, lame ducks would go away. These lame duck sessions would go away if we had part-time legislature. They would pass the budget, they'd pass a few bills, and come April 15th, they would be gone. Lansing would be a ghost town for 8 months out of the year. But no. Thanks to Governor George Romney, back in 1963, our state constitution was amended, and we have full-time legislature. As a result, being our elections are held in November, well, you got a bunch of losers, the Democrats in the House, that are going to ram all these bills through over the next couple of weeks, starting in December. Because we got to get through, you know, deer season, which starts on Friday, November 15th, runs through Saturday, November 30th. Well, guess what? The fun will begin, folks, on December 3rd. That's when they will get back. That's when the lame duck session will officially start. And all these type of bills are going to be rammed through the House, the Senate, and sent to Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, that's just one Senate bill, 1082. I keep getting stories sent to me, text messages, videos, links, stories about these 26,000 vote flip here in the state of Michigan, four different counties. I talked about it already. Stop sending me the link. I've already talked about it on the radio. But one county in particular I'm going to talk about in the next segment, Kalamazoo Counties. Kind of an interesting little dynamic unfolding down there as the Board of Canvassers are certifying their election. We'll wrap this up. Last time I'm going to talk about it. 26,662 votes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey. from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to hold this story over regarding the 26,622 votes that popped up in four different counties. I just got a text alert from a couple of listeners, and it appears that enough phone calls were made regarding House Bills 4156 and 4440. That they are not going to have them on the legislative agenda for this week. Those, of course, were the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Thank you, Tim. Greatly appreciate that information. I also got it from, Christine Gray. My representative, Kelly Breen's office, called me back today and said that House Bills 4156 and 4440 are not on the list for today. It's very rare to get a call back from any representative or senator. People listening to this show, me playing for you that video from Robert Reich, talking about Michigan, where they already have commitments from states and Washington, D.C. to get to 195 Electoral College votes. Well, in the video, he mentions 15 Electoral College votes from Michigan and 10 from Minnesota, Mike Lindell's state, which is 25, would bring them up to 220, where they'd only be 50 Electoral College votes away from the 270 to determine the President of the United States. Well, evidently, I was told, and I saw it on the email alerts from the subcommittees and committee hearings, that the bills were actually up for a vote in the committee and would be taken to the floor of the House and the Senate this week. Well, two very loyal listeners, Christine and Tim, have just confirmed that they have in fact been taken off of the legislative agenda. Tim said that he got this information from State Representative Matt Maddox's office. For those of you who didn't hear the video, I'm going to play it in the next first segment of hour number three. Because they took it off the agenda for this week does not mean that they're not going to put it back on December 3rd when they get back from deer hunting season and Thanksgiving. I was told they were going to put this through in the lame duck. So we'll have to wait and see. Okay, now back to the story real quick. There was a total of 26,662 votes that were added to the unofficial vote tally across four counties in the state of Michigan. Kent County, Dave Ajima's County, 13,795. Calhoun County, 4,600. Leelanau County, up here in northern Michigan, 1,574. The officials are still going over and looking at the results and the turnouts of another county, which wasn't stated in the story. Doing a little digging, found out Kalamazoo County, 6,500 votes. Well, actually 6,691, technically to be precise, were added to the unofficial vote tally for November 5th election in Kalamazoo County after they were having problems counting absentee votes. Tabulator machines were not registering the absentees as they were being fed into the machines on election day, per Kalamazoo County Deputy Clerk John Curran. However, he said these numbers will be added to the unofficial results for Charter Township of Pavilion, Brady Township, Portage, after the Board of Canvassers of Kalamazoo County brought it to his attention. In going through the precincts, the Board of Canvassers found that the absentee ballot numbers were not balancing. Curran said that we have to be careful that the process of checks and balances ensures that all votes are accurately counted and reported. He said local and county clerks were working to make sure every vote was accurately counted and that all of the election procedures were followed. It's important to note that the results posted on election night are unofficial until the canvass is complete and certified. Well, that holds true because the Record Eagle newspaper in Traverse City, Michigan, said that Vicky was claiming victory with unofficial totals. Why? Because the canvass hadn't been done yet. The two Republicans, two Democrats, and the deputy clerk in Antrim County are still doing the canvass because of Cheryl Guy's writing campaign against Vicky. We got copies of the tabulator tapes, and we knew she won. Well, it was premature for her to do that, according to the Record Eagle. Who cares what the Record Eagle thinks? Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello.